welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I am your host, Ben Life. We're going to be hanging out for the next hour and a half. That is until 9 p.m. Pacific time. I hope it really is Pacific time because I'm not entirely sure, but I've got a good feeling about Pacific time. I know it's not Greenwich Mean Time because our time is nicer than that. It's not mean. I'm going to play post-rock for you today at around 8 o'clock, approximately. My friend Steven is going to come over and hang out, and things are going to get weird. So if you don't want, stick around for the whole thing, but it's kind of like a car crash when he and I hang out. So it'll be interesting, I hope. But until then, it'll just be me slaying out tunes. I don't know if that's a real phrase, turn of speech, but there will be tunes. I will be slaying them, and we have a really good lineup that I'm excited about today. A few announcements before we get going for no reason whatsoever. This is the 48th installment of The Spice of Life, so we've been spicy for quite some time, and I hope you enjoy the show. If you're new to the show and you don't know what post-rock is, then stay tuned for it because it's good and I like it. And if you're a returning listener, hi, Mom, how are you? I joke, but she's my number one fan, so it's great. I have a song that I would like to get us started with, and it's a long song, and I've chosen this song in particular because it's long, and I would like to go and eat my stir fry because I'm quite hungry. It's some good stir fry too, peanut satay. But it's also a really good song, so I hope you enjoy it. The song is called "Groundwork" by the band Queto. They're Canadian, and they're super cool, so I hope you get down with them like I get down with them. This is Queto playing the song "Groundwork."
Thank you.
We just heard Kwaito playing the song Groundwork. And I hope you liked that song. I enjoyed my stir fry. Thank you for asking. In the meanwhile, I would like to play another song. And this song also serves a purpose because Steven just got here and he's outside and I have to let him in. And I have to play a song while I do that, or else it would just be dead air and that would be boring. But potentially less boring than me talking. There's a little self-deprecating humor for you. And while we chew on that, here's the song Underdog Underfoot by Flies Are Spies from Hell.
Thank you. Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. You need them first. The Straight Records. That's Africa and LVT with The Agonist. September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
Do you fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student-run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
We are back. We just heard Underdog Underfoot by Flies Are Spies from Hell, and we are joined in the studio live. I can't believe it. Steven's here.
Hello.
I did not turn your mic on.
Now it's on, yeah.
Mic 3 or mic 2?
Mic 3 or mic 2.
Try it again.
Hello.
It's mic 3. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why I asked you before.
I thought you were saying it was mic 3.
I thought you were asking me. I have no idea.
Okay.
Where am I? It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back in BC and back on the show as well.
Oh, it's good to be back in BC. Yeah, and on the show. Yeah. Yeah, be putting that up there.
Okay. Yeah. So you were just recently up in the Yukon.
Yes, I was.
And my favorite part about your trip was hearing that prospecting is alive and well.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely alive and well for maybe a couple hundred people at the most, 50 to 100, I would think.
Tell us about what a prospector's life is like now.
Well, I'm definitely not the one to talk on it the most because I don't know too many of them. I only say that because it's an old industry and there's a lot of people out there doing it.
But you've been to the Yukon,
okay,
and so therefore you're an authority on prospecting.
I wouldn't say that, but I'd say that it's an interesting lifestyle. You know, there's guys out there living in the bush going out to stake claims and try to make it rich still, which is interesting.
That is interesting. And there are people doing it with like drones and robots too?
Yeah, there's some higher level companies using some pretty modern technology to get out there and do that, which is pretty fascinating. They can get, I think... In some cases, off of a drone, they can get 5-centimeter resolution on digital elevation maps. So they can get it to, you can see leaves almost.
Wow.
Yeah. In like computer generated models of topography.
So are they looking for like a picture that says gold or maybe a giant red X? What's the end game?
The end game is usually gold if it's the Yukon, although copper is also fairly significant up there as well as most other base metals, but gold's.
But
one
do
of
you
the
like
ones.
Do you see it?
No, not
map?
At all. Most of the time, it's invisible. Gold is how they usually refer to it. Even when you're mining it, you'll never see it. So they find it in the soil first, and then they start drilling and try to peg down where exactly it is.
Is its invisibility more valuable?
No, that's more just a result of the fact that most of the visible gold on the world has already been mined.
So
mined right away.
How much would an invisible gold necklace cost?
Well, it's the same as the cost of gold. It's just you have to pump out a lot more material.
Just less visible.
To get the gold, yeah.
Okay.
We're talking like sometimes as low as like 20 grams per ton to as high as like 100 grams per ton of gold. I'm not sure what the conversion to ounces is on that. But
you're not sure what the conversion to ounces is?
No, but...
What good are you?
But, you know, so you're talking moving large amounts of earth for a relatively small amount of gold.
Hmm. Well, there you have it, folks. Prospecting is a thing that people do.
Well, and that's just geology by the time you get to that point.
The main point of the story
is that there are prospectors out there still.
Yeah, which is, that warms my heart.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's like, it's good to hear that there are still people out there doing that and just like holding it down for the rest of us.
Yeah, there's still people kind of, on the edge there, out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
What's the most impressive beard that you saw up in the Yukon?
Oh, I saw some down to like, you know, to like a belt you know,
a
like
belt beard,
waist, you know, like a waist length beard. But there were some pretty solid ones, you know, and like just like well maintained too. A lot of them
really
well maintained. Yeah.
Do they use like hedge clippers at that point?
I think so. You know, okay. I don't know, but yeah, a lot of impressive beards.
Huh. Well, I mean, that's the place to do it, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. I think the number of people without facial hair there was
so I wouldn't
staggeringly
fit in.
Low. No, you'd be fine. You'd be like, you know, a white fox.
Oh.
You know, like a well, wait, ooh, that's what the but the
gray
like,
fox?
You know, the gray. What's the one for rare?
Unicorn?
Yeah, a unicorn. Yeah, you could be a unicorn.
So I would do quite well up in the Yukon?
I would think so, yeah, because it'd be something different.
Hello, ladies.
Facial hair and plaid.
Yes, I have no facial hair, and I own one plaid shirt.
And I'm not wearing it. Yeah,
yeah,
you'd probably...
Just clean up.
Yeah.
Come at me, women. Look out. Look out for my peachy cheeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well, there you have it. That's all. That's that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I play another song?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. One of my favorite bands, Toe, they're Japanese, and it's just spelled like Toe, but there's more to it than that. They are quite good. They actually came to Vancouver a little while ago. They're on a tour for their new album, Hear You, and I would like to play the song Because I Hear You off the album Hear You by Toe. And I hope you like it, listeners and viewers and Steven. And I say viewers because I think we're getting a camera in here.
Really?
I don't know if it's in here now, so they can't see my nipples right now, which is important to me for my privacy. But I think that might be in the cards.
That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Do like video stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the main point is Because I Hear You by the band Toe. The song is Because I Hear You, the band is Toe, and I hope you like it. I could have sworn it was playing. In fact, I'm looking at it play. Oh, I see what I've done. I didn't plug it in all the way. It's my first time doing this, clearly. Okay, I have it queued up. I got it though.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. Thank you. That was a chill song for some chill dudes, because we're just chilling. And I didn't turn your mic on. I love how you pointed to it like you were getting, like you were maybe choking on some food.
I was just...
And someone needed to do the Heimlich, and you were like...
I was trying to obviously, but quietly point at it. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I was going to think of something for us to talk about, but I was eating. Still on the stir fry. I mentioned to the listeners that I was eating stir fry.
Nice.
Because I did like a work climbing radio, so I don't really have time to do much other stuff. But I see now that it is 8 o'clock, so I must give a station ID or else I will turn to stone. So it is... You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm Ben Life, here with Stephen. How are you, Stephen?
I am great.
Are you different than you were when I asked you that question like 10 minutes ago?
Not really, no. Hasn't been a lot of time for introspection or anything.
Not much has happened?
No.
There's an interesting thing. I happen to be dating a lovely girl named Nicole.
Yep. Oh.
And today is the 6 month day that we've been dating for.
That's 6 months?
This has been six months.
Ah, congrats.
So there goes time.
They're really, yeah. Wow. Yeah. 6 months.
Yeah.
Huh.
And instead of having like anything super romantic planned, like a good boyfriend.
You're hanging out with me on
I'm
the radio.
hanging out with Steven on the radio. So shouts out to Nicole.
Yeah. Congrats, Nicole and Ben. Hi, yeah. Nicole. Is she listening?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yay.
If she's not, then we'll know.
Hey, Nicole's great.
We'll be like...
If she's listening, she's going to have to tell me that she heard this. That's how that works, right?
Exactly, yeah. And then we'll catch her.
Yeah.
And then there's no...
No.
There's no way out. That's not what that's about, though. That's just like a... Like, I don't want to just, like, fill the world with my relationship stuff.
Well, no, but I mean, it's good. You got to say something because,
especially if
something.
She is listening, then I definitely have to say something.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep this girl around, too. She's great. So
she is great, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's cool. That's where I'm at.
Nice.
That's what today is.
Nice.
It's like I'm tasting the silence.
You guys, you really just go off the rails for the summer, right?
At CITR or
no,
me
just
in general?
You, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to speak for the whole station.
I'm just a weird dude. Sometimes I like to taste the silence to see if it's like a flavor of silence that I enjoy.
Yeah, a spice of silence.
Yeah, it's Okay, cool. I was waiting for you to do that. The spice of the day today is silence. And then to give a moment I just burped a little. There it goes again. I'm a pleasure at fancy occasions.
Yeah.
To give the spice of silence its true, like to honor it, I guess,
right.
More than anything, I would like to do a moment of loudness.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to turn down the mics and we can just yell so that it doesn't blow. Do you want to?
Okay.
You want to yell? What are you going to yell? Don't yell anything weird.
Incoherent nonsense.
Incoherent nonsense?
Yeah, that's what I was going to yell.
Okay.
Okay.
You want it?
3, 2, 1.
Incoherent nonsense.
Ah!
Oh.
Oh, you thought the words?
Oh. I misread you.
Ah. Okay. No worries. What?
I was just staring into your dreamy blue eyes.
Hey, I was going to ask, by the way, do you think the Spice of Silence, was that like the first draft of The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel? Like, did they start with the Spice of Silence and then realize that wasn't working?
That sounds like the only way that could have
progressed. Yeah, I think that's the evolution of the song.
Yeah. I can't think of any other reason why they would call it that.
No.
It doesn't make sense to me. They probably heard this and then went back in time and then made it.
That is probably exactly what happened.
It's a paradox.
All right.
Did we just make a paradox?
No,
like a little one?
Yeah, but that's just time travel in general. So,
did you hear about, and then I'll play a song, I promise. You know, like the Berenstain Bears?
Yeah.
So it's actually spelt Berenstain.
Oh, I saw somebody talking about this on the internet recently. And yeah, and something I'd missed.
So the thing is, everyone remembers, like, you guys know the Berenstain Bears. They're just bears, and they do, like, people stuff.
Yeah.
And they don't do bear stuff. They do people.
Pictures, yeah.
Like, picture books and stuff. Yeah. But everyone remembers it as the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
But it was actually written Berenstain, and the title of all the books are Berenstain.
Really?
Yeah. So
like
it's
on
like,
the cover, it says Berenstain?
Yeah. Huh. Like S-T-A-I-N instead of...
There's no E there?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
And so the thinking is, someone's theory, is that everyone that remembers it as Berenstain Bears passed into it, like we passed into an alternate dimension, like a different universe.
Oh, okay.
So that everyone that remembers it from a universe where...
Where it was steam?
That's it was steam.
Ah, okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but...
Oh, it could.
I think it was probably just always Berenstain, but everyone pronounced it Berenstain.
Probably. Right? That's probably...
It seems like the most logical thing.
It's like everybody calls it sherbet, but there's no R in there, so... People mispronounce it.
Sorbet?
No, sherbet.
Sherbet.
Yeah, sherbet.
Frozen yogurt.
Yeah, like sherbet is like frozen...
It's not yogurt.
It's not yogurt, it's no. It's like just pure sugar and ice, I think.
But I could just freeze a fruit, and that's not sherbet.
That's not sherbet. No, I think it's like extra fruit. I think there's a little dairy in there, too.
But you could get vegan
sherbet.
Or is it sorbet?
You get vegan sorbet. I think sorbet is just ice and fruit.
Is that the line between the sorbet
and
the
sherbet might have some milk in it, yeah. We could look that up. But there's no, anyways, there's no R there's no second R.
Huh.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, my dad pronounces it library and church, so.
Okay.
He also says gription.
For?
And height.
Height for height?
Width and height.
Oh, that's just
drink
wrong.
That in. Just drink that in. Drink that in.
Okay, I will.
Anyway, I should play a song. I would like to play a song by Young People, which I learned only recently is pronounced Young People and not Jung People because it's spelled J-U-N-G. And it's like, if you wanted people to pronounce it Young People, why didn't you just spell it like Young People? Anyway, they're good though, so it's like I'll let it pass. The song is His Shining Fur is Said to Fill the Sky. And then it's longer. Trees and sea with light. His shining fur is said to fill the sky, trees, and sea with light. That's quite a long song name. It's also a hefty song in lengthwise and in height as well. So yeah, it's by Young People, and I hope you like it. That was his shining fur is said to fill the sky, trees, and sea with light by Young People off their album Gold Bristle. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. And we have with us a very special guest today. You've met Stephen the author, Stephen the musician, and Stephen the Impaler? No, it was Jeevan the Impaler.
It was Jeevan the Impaler. Yeah.
But now get ready to meet Stephen the geologist.
Hi. This is Stephen the geologist.
What's it like being a geologist?
It's pretty fun. You know, you get to bash rocks all day, look at them, jump out of helicopters.
Did you jump out of a helicopter?
I stepped out of a helicopter.
It's the radio. Everyone lies. I'm lying now. I'm lying about wearing pants.
Right.
I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Tell us about your geological journey up in the Yukon.
Yeah. So I primarily was a field assistant for the summer, helping a researcher here at UBC with his work. I got to tour the Yukon and Alaska from Whitehorse all the way
Alaska?
To Fairbanks. Yeah, I was in Alaska for like a week in Fairbanks. Don't go to Fairbanks.
Don't go to Fairbanks?
Don't go to Fairbanks.
What's the socks and sandals game up there like?
It's not strong, I would say.
Well, it's the summer.
Yeah.
Or is it the winter up there?
No, it's the summer.
But the toilets go the other way. Don't they?
No.
Okay.
It's still the northern hemisphere.
But it's on Greenwich Mean Time, so the toilets go the
other way. Alaska?
Yeah.
What?
Because it's like El Nino, and then El Niña, and then when it's...
Right, but Alaska's just north.
The Coriolis effect.
Yeah, but...
is the point that I'm trying to make.
Okay.
Anyway, you were saying?
Yeah, I got to spend some time in Alaska, some time in Dawson City, which is a great place, some time in Whitehorse, and then a lot of time in the field.
Did you see any bears?
I saw one bear from a car. Didn't see any the other times. Didn't get to see any while we were fly camping, which I suppose was a good thing.
That's probably it's probably a good thing that you didn't see any bears.
Yeah. I mean, we had a shotgun with us and things, but you know,
you had to get your gun license for that.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's still pending.
Okay.
So luckily nothing happened. Yeah.
So walk us through a day in the field.
Sure. You wake up. Well, people have different opinions of when to wake up, but you'd say you wake up with the sunrise, but it's kind of sunny all the time, so you wake up when you wake up, which is probably about 6:30. I usually find if I'm, well rested, I wake up by 7-ish, somewhere in there. You make breakfast, oatmeal, you know, and then gather your maps for the day, plan your traverse wherever you're going, grab your stuff, set out, keep going, take some notes, take some samples. Check out some relationships, try to find some good stuff, which can be hard when the outcrop exposure in the Yukon's 3-5% most of the time. So, you know, if you have like a square kilometer, you're only looking at 3-5% of it actually being rock at any given point in time.
When you say relationships, are you talking like Monica and and the guy that she dated that I'm really dropping the ball on, Chandler?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, you're talking the relationships between the different rock units in the area. So if one intrudes another and then is cut by another later one, you know, you want to know.
I love it when you talk dirty.
The timing of those, you know, and who's, you know, intruding into whom, you know, and exactly what that looks like, how thick they are going into each other, you know. The average thickness is.
The average thickness of intrusion into a rock shelf.
Yeah.
They say some people never really grow up, and I am getting that. I'm feeling that right now.
Yeah.
It's good to be 12.
It is.
Yeah. 12 going on 13.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. We've talked for a while.
Sure.
We
should play some music.
Because I'm realizing, like I'm interested, but it's like at this point we're just like making innuendos about like rock stuff.
Yeah,
which
we'll get some fun stories for the next break. And
we should really put in more effort into that.
Sure, yeah, it's
I'll
fine.
Stop eating.
Okay,
I finished my dinner.
Okay,
I'm ready. I'm digesting.
We're good.
It.
We're good to go.
We're good to go.
We're good to go.
Okay.
All right.
I would like to play a song by Gregor Samsa. The song is "The Adolescent." And I hope you like it. It's a bit of a change of pace. The show is going to change pace a little. From the stuff we heard before, now it's going to be different stuff. But still, it's still like wide umbrella post-rock, so I hope you still like it. This is Gregor Samsa playing the song The Adolescent. Was not on purpose. I thought I paused it, but I didn't. We just heard, we had a double hitter. A double header. We hit two heads at once. We first heard, what did we first hear? The Adolescent by Gregor Samsa, and then we heard Proof of Life by Marnie Stern. And I like both of those songs. They're a bit different, but I like them nonetheless. And now, Stephen, we're going to do a thing. I hope you want to do this thing.
Okay.
It's a thing where we sneak words into our conversation. And so this list of words is sent to me by Nicole. And it's a list of weird words. I had to Google one of them, and I don't know what another means, but I haven't Googled it yet. So this is the list. You can have a look at the list, and we'll just sneak those in to the next conversation as subtly as we can.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and should we begin now?
I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, I know it's like it's kind of an absurd game, and it's like we kind of stole it from Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, keeping up with it all is a bit of a doozy, but if you can keep pace and keep on track, I think it'll be okay. You know?
Yeah, I think we can manage.
Yeah, I think we can get away with it, you know, without being, too promiscuous in our word choices, you know? Like, you don't want to go all over the place, but, you know,
that's
you
true.
Want to keep on track.
The conversation is fragile, and you can't play too much with it.
No, it is hard. If you go too much, you know, like you'll start starting and stopping and starting and stopping, and then it'll just turn into I think what distance runners call a fartlek, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, you got to keep it fresh.
Conversations are keeping that pace, you know, and it'll just keep alternating too much. And people want a good pace, you know.
Yeah, and it certainly like the conversation, aside from just the pace, like it has to makes sense, and I think when you really hit it, it feels like an angelic conversation.
It does, you know, if you really hit that note, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a high, like an angel singing.
Like a high angel singing, angelic.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the killer whales when they sing, out of, yeah, I believe the marine scientists call that action the bloviate.
Is that the Or did you just so we got them all? But did you just make that up, or is that a real thing?
Ah, that's a real thing.
That's what bloviate means.
Yeah, that's what bloviate means.
How is it that you? How did you come by that information?
I made that up.
Oh, you did make that up. That sounds real. Oh, all right. Well, okay. You beat me then. I don't. There's no winning. There's no keeping score. But I'm impressed. I see that I am overdue for some public service announcement playing, so we'll play that, some of those, and then roll right into the next song, which will be Hair Tarot Lies by No Joy. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it brings you some joy and not no joy. Here we go with some PSAs.
Sound, proto vibrations, deep clamor, free resonance, primal buzz, and ecstatic dissonance. With Victoria's free heat waves, Seattle's health problems, plus local favorites, peace, and N213's group vision.
Wednesday, August 12th at the Hindenburg, presented by Hockey Dad Records and CITR.
Beppy Crispan presents. Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
That was Hair Tarot Lies by No Joy. They're Canadian.
Oh.
Some CanCon nice. Coming yeah. right at you. But don't duck. Don't duck. Oh, CanCon's going to hit you.
CanCon. Oh, no.
So it's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah,
We're in a new studio. What do you think of the new studio?
Oh, it's great.
It's really nice.
I like that you can see the sub from the outside. You know, it feels less like you're hiding out somewhere.
Yeah. In a dank hovel.
Yeah.
And the front the door is open all the way, like at the opening thing.
Oh, so it can just be like a walk through.
Yeah, yeah. And during the day, it is. You can just walk in.
Oh, that's great. That'll really help with. Like, just involvement and people coming out.
Yeah,
and
the thinking, too, is, like, you could have a band in, like, the lobby, and with the screen come open, like, it would play to the
whole
sub because it's super open. Yeah, so it's I'm pretty excited about the new sub.
Awesome.
And the new setup here. I enjoy asking some weird questions.
Yeah.
I haven't really prepared any. So if you feel like answering some weird questions, we'll do a weird interview. We'll just see what my brain pulls out.
Okay.
What is your favorite aspect of rye bread?
Oh, it's definitely that little bit of tang that it adds to an otherwise boring sandwich. You know, I eat a lot of sandwiches in the field, especially, and when you're eating like sandwich 25 of day 25. There's something good about that rye, mustard, and maybe a little smoked meat combo that kind of, you know, it like sits a bit above white bread and whole wheat.
True.
In just a way that it's nice, you know, to just have that little bit of extra flavor.
How long could you keep a watermelon unrefrigerated before it goes bad?
Are you supposed to refrigerate watermelons? Like when they're in the... I don't think you need to refrigerate a watermelon when it's like in its thing. Yeah, I mean once you cut it, you should. But
how long does a watermelon go bad?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
No.
Okay.
I feel like a while, right? Like because
probably
it's a pretty good rind on them.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of oxygen getting in unless you poke a hole in it or something. Like.
Yeah, that would really poke holes in the question though too.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on barbershop quartets?
Like them.
You're pro barbershop?
Pro barbershop quartet, for sure. As long as they're singing, like, classic songs, I don't want to hear some barbershop quartet cover of some famous
Jimmy
rock
Fallon
song
stuff?
Or something. I don't want that at all. No.
Yeah.
I want, you know, like, why do you build me up, buttercup? You know, I want that. I don't want some cover of Slipknot, you know? Like,
Would you ever wear a toupee? And if yes, which kind?
Yes, absolutely. And something just totally off of my own hair color, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a toupee and a wig?
A toupee only covers up a portion of the head.
For real?
Yeah, a toupee's like for balding men.
Is this a bloviate thing?
No, this is real. This is actually real. Yeah. No.
Oh, wow.
Now, a toupee covers up like for men with bald spots. You put the toupee on
okay.
and it's supposed to blend with your other hair and cover up the bald spot. Whereas a wig is like a full set of hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you would never get a wig then? Or would you? Are you still pro wig?
Is it just toupee?
Where's the wig toupee line?
I think wig is meant to be its own head of hair on its own.
Okay.
So if you put a wig, you could shave somebody bald and put a wig on them, and then they would have what appears to be a head of hair. But
okay.
if you put a toupee on a completely bald man, it would look like he weirdly had a patch of hair growing.
I would be interested in seeing that.
Yeah, I would too, actually. That's something to think about.
I'm
going to
Google that when we're done talking.
Me. Yeah, no, yeah. yeah.
It could be the new style. So
it could be.
If you're out there... With a shiny head, and you wanted to try putting a toupee on that, and you wanted to maybe send a picture to the Facebook page that we have, that would be really cool.
Totally,
I couldn't get over that. The Facebook page, by the way, is Spice of Life CITR 101.9 FM. So, if you're not a fan, you should be a fan, and like that page. That would be nice. I want to play a song that's a bit different for you. I think you might like it.
Okay.
It's called Chunky.
Okay.
It reminds me of you.
Okay.
The thing is, though, like...
It reminds me of you. What level was that ever not going to be an insult?
I'm going to play the song, though. And the song actually, it's like title out of the picture. The song actually is a you song. Anyway, it's by Steve Dawson. The song is Chunky. And I'm sorry, Steven.
After the sun sets on August 16th, Charleston Park will come alive with fascinating sights and sounds. The evening will start near the Love Your Bean sculpture at 7:45 for a sound walk, followed by a performance at 9 p.m. and an invitation to explore the other installations at your own pace. For more information, visit locomotoart.weebly.com. Oscillations is presented by Locomoto Art, Vancouver New Music, the International Symposium on Electronic Art, and the Vancouver Park Board.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Have you gotten over my my rude comment to you earlier?
I have, yeah, because I thought that song was wonderful.
It is. It's an. Please listen to the rest of Steve Dawson. The album is Rattlesnake Cage, and it's a good album.
Yeah, no,
it's
I will.
Just like a lot of that stuff. I can maybe send it your way. It's enjoyable. Not really post rock, but I'm drunk on power and I play what I want. So that's just me doing me. What else? We're running out of time. We have T-minus 10 minutes left and counting before we blast this rocket ship off to elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we get overtaken by Ben with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. It's a double Ben thing.
Cool.
Where, yeah, nice. we planned it that way.
Nice.
No, we didn't. He's okay. He's just like has always had the spot for like 10 years.
Wow.
And then I'm just like here for the summer just because. So stay tuned for Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is the spice of life. We're just hanging out. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Like giving each other back rubs. Like
we haven't broken out the oil yet. Yeah, okay. Have you been hoarding it on me? You got the coconut
oil
over there?
I mean, like I'm moistening it up.
It's still room temperature, so we're working on, you know, getting it to actually
you gotta get
oil.
It. Yeah,
you gotta heat it up.
You gotta get it to like body temperature.
Yeah.
Get some nice incense, some candles.
Yeah. Steve Winwood.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but yeah. Love making music?
Steve Winwood's. I shouldn't.
Are we going to hear Steven Winwood?
I'll think of it.
Your Steve Winwood
cover
band. I'm
drawing a complete blank right now, but
if you wanted to make a Steve Winwood cover band called Steven Winwood,
yeah, I could do it. Yeah.
I would be into that.
Yeah.
I should play another song.
Yeah.
Because we're running out of time, and this is, more than anything else, a music show, and a place where I put weird things that I think about.
Nice.
Like the bread thing. Bread's pretty weird. People don't think bread's that weird, but bread's pretty weird.
It's one of those things that you gotta wonder when we started to figure it out. You know, I don't. Yeah.
What's the deal with marble cheese?
Yeah, right?
Marble.
I was glad you came back around to that last night or the other night.
I'm very passionate about marble cheese because when you eat orange cheese, it's like yeah, you know it's dyed.
Yeah.
But
it's not flashy about
cheese.
It. It's not
yeah.
in your face about it. Yeah.
Marble
it's showing
cheese,
off the fact that it's dyed.
It directs your attention to the fact that it's dyed, which means that food is processed, which means that cheese is a construct. Time is a construct. Where does it end?
Honestly, dude, marble cheese is a child's cheese.
Daylight savings
time. Child's cheese.
When we just like we just decide to move the hour. Time is a construct.
Well, we moved the hour. Yeah. But
where does it go, Stephen?
We were talking about this the other night.
I know, and
just
I
just changing the ruler. Not
I'm
the,
not over it.
Okay.
But like time as a ruler, like our calendar is all a construct.
Well, yeah. Totally.
Thursday is meaningless.
Absolutely.
And you could just it's fine with you.
Totally.
Really.
Yeah.
Marble cheese gets me very angry.
Days
about
of the week
Thursdays.
Are meaningless, man. I spent most of the summer not genuinely aware what day of the week it was. Like deep into it enough that like I came out and I was like, what day of the week is it? If you told me it was Tuesday right now, I believe you. And if you told me it was Saturday, I would believe you. I have no concept for what the day of the week is. Now I do. Wait. Today is Thursday. But
so maybe not.
I'm getting back on it.
Marble cheese, man. Not over it.
Nah.
Not over marble cheese.
Nah, marble cheese. It's a child's cheese.
Yeah. And it, like, and even like as a child, I was like, that is pretty shifty stuff. Yeah, I don't trust
that. You want your cheese to know what it's about.
Yeah. You gotta. Yeah. Okay. That's enough about cheese. The song I would like to play is by the band The World Is a Beautiful Place, and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die. The song is Fight Boat. It's another weird one, a bit different. It's actually, I think, post-hardcore punk, maybe, but I like it. So it's short, and I like it, and it's good. So this is Fight Boat by The World Is a Beautiful Place, and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die. We are running out of time, which means that I'd better go, because if I don't get back to my carriage by 9:03, then I start to turn back into a peasant and I'm no longer a princess. But then I lose my shoe, and then it gets found by a very handsome fellow, and he finds out that it's my shoe.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my plans for the evening.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good story arc.
It is. It's compelling.
I can't believe no one else thought of it before.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure to have you on the show, Stephen.
That's been great being here.
Stephen the geologist.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you.
It's been an enjoyable. It's been a fartlek of a show.
Yeah, a real fartlek. Yeah.
It's about a real fartlek. For those of you who don't know, actually, here's a new word. Fartlek is a system of training for distance runners in which the terrain and pace are continually varied to eliminate boredom and enhance psychological aspects of conditioning.
Nice.
Yeah. And we're running out of time, which means that Ben and Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell is coming on next. This has been The Spice of Life. The Spice of Life is every other Thursday from 7:30 to 9 p.m., so it will not be next Thursday, but it will be the Thursday after. And then maybe I'll be moving to a different time slot. I'm not really sure. But today's spice was silence. We had some good times. We had some laughs. I offended you, and I'm sorry about that.
You didn't offend me. I just thought it was hilarious.
It was pretty, yeah.
Realize what you were saying.
No, I knew.
Oh, okay.
I knew.
Oh, you did? Okay. In that case, sorry, you looked at me with this look of surprise, and I thought you'd done it on accident. I was like, that's hilarious.
Well, you just lost your mind, and so I just was kind of just like, I don't think I'm that funny.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a lie. I think I'm that funny. Anyway, I will play us out with the song Event Horizon by 7 Parsec, and Ben with Live from Thunderbolt Radio Hell will be on next. Thanks for joining us, Stephen.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening, listeners, and have a beautiful Thursday, a beautiful Thursday evening, and have a beautiful 2 weeks until I talk to you again. Spice life out.
He's a star. I must have gone through a wormhole. It's Vega. Quadruple system. Oh, it's beautiful. They're alive.
Without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.